Good morning, Team Glacken. This is the Team Glacken Monday Morning Motivational Call. We're coming together to share ideas, get focused for the week. And I thought this would be appropriate this week. We are going to have a talk about mindset and self-talk. So we're actually going to do a mindset check. So I want you guys right now, in your own, you don't have to say this out loud. I want you guys to think through right now. And take a minute, get in touch with yourself, get some self-awareness. Where is your self-talk at right now? Where is your mindset at right now? Okay? And I want you to jot that down. So, and you might not even need to write it down. Do you know, are you being really negative this week, these last few weeks? Is your mindset in a good place? Or do you feel like you need to work on your mindset? Whatever it is for you, that's okay. But I want you to just acknowledge where you're at with your mindset, okay? Because that's what we're going to be talking about today. And right now, mindset is critical. As you can imagine, we are getting bombarded right now with so many things. And they're all legitimate concerns. But we're getting bombarded by the news, a lot of negativity there. Again, I'm not minimizing anything that's going on, but there's a lot for us to take in right now. Now, when the other piece is going on is that we don't have control of the situation, right? So when we don't have control of our situations, that can create a lot of fear, and that can affect our thinking. And so there's a lot of people around, of course, with good reason to be fearful right now. And so that can affect our thinking. One of the pieces that I want to talk about today is the fact that I'm going to share what's been helping me stay super focused, positive, and helping me to keep my head in the game. Now, this may or may not be helpful for you guys. I don't know. So take what you need out of this, and if your head is in a perfect place, we're going to have, not perfect, he's going to be perfect right now, but I'm going to open the conversation up so you can share with others what you're doing to keep your head in the right place, and how that can be helpful for other people, right? One of the quotes that I thought was really interesting that I read lately was, none of us chose this experience. And that would be correct. None of us wanted to go through this experience that we're going through right now as a whole, right? But how we choose to go through it is what we can control. How we choose to show up is what we can control. So those are the only things right now in some situations on what we can control, how we choose to go through it and how we choose to show up. And so one of the things that I want to start us talking about first is the key for me is then staying in the present moment. That is one of the only things right now that I know mentally I can control is staying in the present moment. And what I mean by that and how I'm actually staying in the present moment, today when I woke up, I said, look, I don't have a virus. No one in my family has a virus. I am healthy. I have food, and I have a house over my head. I am blessed, and this is going to be an amazing day, an amazing Shackley day. So I'm taking my gratitude to that level. Every single night when I go to bed, I am saying those same words over, and I am being thankful for the moment that I'm in. That's the moment I can control, and that moment is going good. When we jump into the past and when we jump into the future, things we can't control right now, that's a way that we can create suffering for ourselves, right? Because we want an outcome, we want to control an outcome, and we can't do that right now. So for me, the number one thing that's been helping me is staying in the present moment. So I want to talk about the present moment right now, and let's, you know, just go around the room. How are you guys helping yourself stay in the present moment and keeping your mindset in the correct place? So is there anything somebody, a tip somebody would like to share, something they're doing right now, whether that's affirmations, listening to music, whatever it is, I'm going to stop right now and let somebody share a tip that's been helping them to stay in the present moment.
Hey, Teresa, it's Liz.
Hi, Liz.
Every day I get up, I get dressed, I do my, regular routine that I was doing before. I know a lot of people are just staying in their pajamas and being creative with their outfits. But it is really important to stay in some kind of routine to create a sense of normalcy. And with a Shackley business, if that is our normal, then we're good with it. But if it's not our normal, then we need to stick as close as we can to that. So that's helping me.
I love that. And that really ties in, Liz, thank you for sharing that, to the book club we're doing, Atomic Habits. And that was one of the main themes of that book, is holding on to habits, right, and being consistent. I love it. Love it. Love it. Thank you for reminding us. Okay.
Good morning, Teresa. It's Linda Rico in Pennsylvania. And what I'm doing that's been helping me through a lot for a long time, not just this latest challenge, is I'm on mindset phone calls, and I'm choosing their YouTube videos out the wazoo with just fantastic teachers and trainers. And we have some very good ones that have been chosen within this group, but there are also, you know, many. And what I listened to just the other day was Zig Ziglar's Top 10 Secrets for Success, and it was a summary by a guy named Evan Carmichael, who he reviews, like, all the top trainers upon request from his listeners. But anyway, it's just a free thing on YouTube. And Zig Ziglar's big thing about success was just every day investing in your mindset, that in some way, you know, if you get up and praying, that's one way to do it. But another way is listening to positive motivational speakers. And I like these summary top 10 ones because they cut right to the chase. And what you started out with gratitude was a beautiful affirmation was a very important way to start out, because it really is a challenge in these times for all of us. And that's make a big difference. And one of his top 10 secrets for success is probably the most important one, he said, was gratitude, to just realize what we do have and what we can move forward with, and to just get busy. So thanks.
Linda, thank you, Linda, for sharing that. And you bring up a really great point, is the fact of what you're putting in between your ears. And that is so critical. So thank you for reminding everybody, Linda, about that. And that there are, if you don't have something, there's a lot you can find on YouTube. I'm also doing that too, Linda. So after I do my gratitude, there's a speaker that is giving free content right now online, and I listen to him for 2 hours every morning as I'm working, doing my office work or getting whatever I'm doing.
Awesome.
But that keeps the mindset. So great. Thank you, Linda. In the right place. Okay, so who else would like to share something that how they're keeping their mindset in the right place?
Hi, I'm sure we'll.
Hi, Trista. Go ahead.
Hi. Hi. There's several things. I'm doing what Liz was saying, you know, have a routine. And I get up every day. I do my makeup. I do my hair. I put on a semi-nice outfit, you know. And even, like, my husband's like, where are you going? And I'm like, nowhere. I'm going to work in my office, you know. Or I even do things because I'm missing, you know, my nail appointment. So I'll say, I'm going to the nail style. I'll see you later. You know, like, just having that routine has been helpful. But the mindset stuff, too, on top of it is I start every morning, I read this two pages out of a book. And it's a little bit, you know, spiritual and biblical based. I listen to that. And then I do my gratitude journal. I write what I'm grateful for. And then when I'm getting ready during the day, I listen to positive people on YouTube. There's so much out there, like you guys were saying, and that just really helps, because we need to be leaders right now. We can either sit here and watch news and go downhill with it and get depressed and struggle, or we can step up and be leaders for our teams, for our families, for our children, for our customers and neighbors. And I feel like we need to rise right now. And one way that we can do that is having a positive mindset, because mindset's contagious, you know, the way we act, the words we use. And if we can be a positive mindset and share that and do for others, then we're going to stay in a great place and spread that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love all those ideas. Thank you, Trista. That's so true, because that's our main, you know, besides the fact that it's great for us, great for our business, great for our families, it's great for your community, whoever you lead. because of the fact that they need, everybody needs, a high vibration right now of positivity, love, kindness, all of that. And so whatever you have to give is important, you know, from that standpoint. But you got to keep your mindset in the right place. And it's gotten to a point where if I hear somebody going down this other path, I redirect the conversation, right? You also bring up some great points, following the habits, getting dressed every day, putting on makeup. You know, I may choose a day out of the week in my schedule that I'm not going to do that. I figure out what days those are. And then I'm dressed like I'm going to a business event, not in a formal way, but, you know, in shoes and everything, because it affects my mindset. The other piece is working out, right? That affects the mindset. So before I go into some more ideas, I'm going to let you guys share. What else has been happening or helping you guys? Keep yourself in a positive place. I'm sure you guys have got some other ideas.
Hi, this is Linda Courtney.
Hi, Linda.
How you doing? I was thinking about this, too, with regard to space, not just being in this present moment, but being in this present place. And that really helps me to not, say, worry about things that are out there, things that I can't control, because if I'm in this place, I know what I can fix and what I can do. And that gives me a sense of accomplishment, along with actually accomplishing something.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So now I'm going to shift it a little bit here, and we're going to shift how do you keep your mindset in the right place when it comes to the business, right? So some of the activities that I've been doing, and I just want to give you guys some ideas or suggestions, and everybody can chip in and contribute to this. Trying to find consistency and normalcy in what you do in the business. And that also can keep your mindset in the right place. It can make you feel like you are making headway. Now, I know it can be tough because we're not meeting physically with people. So what I have been doing is setting up one-on-one appointments on Zoom. This keeps my headspace in the right place. It would just be like a normal week that I would be going out and meeting with people. The only difference is it's on Zoom, and it's one-on-one. So if you haven't gotten a free Zoom account, I suggest you do that. They're easy to do. Talk to your upline. They'll be glad to help you with that. And what I mean by that is I'm going through my Facebook, people that are in the business community that we have not had an opportunity to share our businesses with each other and learn about each other. So maybe in some of the chambers or just people that you know on Facebook that have a business, okay? I set up a time and I say, let's get some coffee and we'll do a virtual meeting. That meeting for me is just let's get to know you. How's your business going? What's happening? How can I help you? Is there anybody in my network that I can introduce you to right now? Is there anybody on LinkedIn that I can introduce you to that will help you? And they turn around. I had a woman yesterday say to me, Teresa, I'm actually going to give you my LinkedIn password because I don't have time to do this right now. You can go into my LinkedIn and pick out anybody that you need an introduction to, and I will do an introduction for you right now, okay? Because thanks for helping me. I'm willing to do that for you. Okay, this is all we want to do is get in an opportunity to have conversations. The other thing I'm doing is I'm reaching out to friends of, you know, that I haven't had an opportunity to chat with. Some of these conversations, these meetings are not for Shackley. I'm setting up opportunities to have coffee and just chat with them for a half hour. What's going on? This is actually helping me build relationships even stronger because people are dying for that one-on-one contact right now, right? And so I'm setting up those coffee times, and I've got the time to do it, and I'm finding out what's going on for you. How are you handling it? Are you coming back to work? Are you not coming back to work? If it's appropriate, then I set up a time to talk about Shackley in the future, right? Then I'm also going through my customers, my number ones, I guess you could say, whatever it is, the customers that I know will meet with me, and I'm setting up one-on-one meetings on Zoom to just check in with them. How are the products going? How's your stress level? What questions do you have that I can answer? How can I help you? So that keeps your normalcy in your business, and it builds growth for you, right? Who do we know that needs extra income? I made a post the other day after Shackley's meeting on Saturday on what they suggested. I had so many comments in that post. I just started asking people, oh, my gosh, I'm sorry. I don't remember what you do for a living. What do? Let's set up a time to do a coffee. I want to learn more about you. I got appointments booked off of that post. Now, again, I don't know if those are going to go into Shackley or not, but this is no different than what I've been meeting people one-on-one. So I'm going to stop here, and I'm going to let you guys ask me questions. Tell me if you're able to set up appointments right now, how that's going, or questions on how to do it. What are your thoughts about Zoom one-on-one? Are you guys doing those?
Hey, Teresa, it's Claire. How are you?
Hi.
Can you just go through, I love how you're just, instead of the phone call, like driving to Zoom, which is so wonderful. In terms of the three types of discussions, like the customers, let's say, how did you call them? Did you text them for that initial, let's set up a Zoom? If you just go through that.
Right. So however I normally communicate with them, right, you have your customers that only want text. Most of my customers prefer phone calls. That's just how I set it up for them. But I do have a group that only wants to talk through Messenger and Facebook, right? And I'll just say, hey, I don't know if you're open right now. I'd love to, not now, but meaning this week, right? I'd love to get together. Let's do a virtual coffee through Zoom. And then I'll say, and then again, just like I normally would, how does this week look for you? Do you happen to have Monday or Tuesday open? So right now, what I would be booking for today's Monday, I'll be booking coffees for Friday, or I would be booking coffees, you know, mine's tea that I like to drink, but, you know, for next Monday. And so I would just say, how does your schedule look for Friday? How does your schedule look for Thursday? I don't want to assume they have time today. A lot of them are working full-time at home. So I'm also doing evening coffees after they're done with their, you know, fake commute, because we don't have commutes right now for a lot of people. Some are essential workers. If they are essential workers, then they're probably not going to meet with me right now. That phone call is a call on the phone where I'm saying and taking care of them and saying, are you taking your vitamins? I'm not calling to get them buy more vitamins. I'm saying, you got vitamins on your shelf, take them. You know, let's protect you. And then, of course, some of them do reorder. But anyways, so I divided into my – let me go back to your original question. Sorry, I got on a tangent there. So look at my database, and I'm going to say who are my current customers that I know probably would meet with me that I haven't met with in a while. I'm going to go through Facebook, LinkedIn, anybody that I don't know right now, I don't have a relationship with, I'm going to try to build a relationship and just ask them, I want to know about your business. What's happening? Let's set up a coffee or tea. And then and in that conversation, I'm going to find out, do they need extra money right now? Okay. And then the third one would be friends and family that I haven't talked to in a while. I'll set up a time. So let's look at, we have Thursday's event. So today what I'm actually going to be concentrating on is who can I meet with, who can I talk to, who can I invite for Roger's event. So that's really my goal today and the rest of this week is I want to have meetings, pre-meetings or conversations to get them on Roger's event. So Claire, I don't know if I answered your question there.
No, that was great. Thank you.
Okay, we have a lot of leaders on the call, so any comments, anything you'd like to share for others?
Teresa, it's Liz again. I am so thrilled with everything that you are doing. It's so good to hear the level of activity, and I appreciate the explanation of who, how, when, where, all those pieces. It's really, really helpful, and I hope it's motivating to other people to do the same. So thank you.
Well, my ultimate goal on all of those meetings is to, A, find out, because, you know, we have Thursday, so we are trying to find the people who will be on the call Thursday with Roger. You don't want to miss that opportunity. He is an incredible speaker. He will enroll your people in the business, okay? There is no doubt about that. So you want to have people in front of Roger. So if you're not you know, if you're not in conversations, this is a way to do it. And so whether you're, you may not have enough time right now because this event is Thursday to sit down with coffees with everybody. So you want to use all of your tools right now, phone calls, you know, whatever it is. I'm finding for some of those individuals that I'm meeting with, I'm able to find out that they don't have money or they need extra money. Maybe one source of their income has shut down. Maybe they had two jobs. Maybe they had a part-time job and they were in the restaurant industry. I've talked to several people in my client base that that's happened to. They don't have the extra money. And so they are going to be on the call Thursday. Now, I have a downline who she just sent text messages out to all her friends in the restaurant industry. And she said, I was thinking of you. I don't know if this would be for you. We have a stimulus plan that was just announced, but I thought of you and it might be a way to get income. She has a business appointment this morning. So, you know, however you choose to get in front of your prospects, customers, potential people that you can help, doesn't matter. This is just trying to set appointments and get going on that. And I'm going to let Maureen jump in for a second. Maureen, share with others how you're getting in front of people right now. We were talking a little bit about mindset, and now we're switching to keeping your mindset in the right place this week in your business by getting appointments.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Teresa. And by the way, I think the conversation is really amazing, and it's obviously very timely. You know, I was having a talk with Claire yesterday, and one of the things that came up for us, and I want to make note of it right now because I think it'll breed some confidence when people are calling people. You know, our team has done an amazing job of positioning the questions and the inquiries around, you know, providing help, support, or, you know, finding out if somebody has a vision. I mean, successful people all across the board, no matter what is going on, is always going to be seeking opportunity. That goes without saying, right? But, you know, Shackley also is doing an incredible incredible job of rolling out how, you know, with even with the stimulus plan, that this is the time now that we have to be reaching out to people, because if we don't, God knows what's going to happen with them. And for us to, we have to really take the bull by the horn and get that confidence and knowing that we have a gift to offer people right now, that we're not selling anybody anything. And I think if people can get that vision out of their head and really when they're making that call, the intention to be, you know, how can I be of any help? Is there any value that we can provide you? Because when you're in those conversations, it's really very natural and authentic. If you know, I had somebody that I met a month ago. Well, actually, it was about 6 weeks ago. And she had to go for some stomach surgery. And I ended up calling her 2 weeks ago. She hadn't answered the phone for weeks and weeks and weeks. And finally, she answered the phone. And it just, she was closed. So I just called to see how she was doing. I told her I was thinking of her. And I just said, you know, I don't know where your head's at. But, you know, there's a lot going on right now. And, you know, our vision is to help people and provide solutions. And she said, Laureen, I can't think of a thing. I can't right now. Both my parents have coronavirus, blah, blah, blah. So it just, it wasn't right, right? But that, it doesn't matter. It matters where people are at in respect to how we can help them. But when I'm making the phone call, it doesn't matter where people are at. I'm making the same phone call and trying to see of how I can help, where we fit in, if at all, kind of thing. So I think it starts with the confidence of knowing that we have this great gift to offer people. You know, Jennifer, for years, every time she shows the plan, I'm sure you're all aware of this, she closes with, you know, I feel like I've offered everybody a gift. And she means that. So it's really the conversation that Claire and I were having yesterday was really nothing has changed. It's just more amplified right now. And everybody's a little bit more amplified. But that also can mean that their ears are more open. So, you know, I'm making calls every single day. We are getting the Zoom calls. Our team calls, we've been doing a team, you know how Jennifer does a team meeting on Tuesday night to show the health and wealth. Tony and Debbie have been doing a meeting every Sunday night, and we're ranging from 25 to 56 people during this time. And the only reason I'm sharing that is to elicit to people that even in this tenuous time, people are showing up, I think, more than they were Christmas time. So I don't know if that helps or answers
the
question.
That was very, very helpful. Thank you. And I think it helps everybody with creating, which you are really clear on, urgency. And I think that's the piece behind this, and that's what's motivating me, is people need help now. And you don't know if I'm hearing you correctly, Laureen, and this is what I've noticed. You go in with the same intention to help. You don't know what direction it's going to go in. I've had individuals that I thought it was going to go down the business, and like you said, they weren't in the right mindset, you know, for whatever reason it's going on, excuse me, going on, and I can obviously respect that. And then I've had other people that I was not expecting ever that they would look at this business, and they have said to me, I am ready. It is time. I've had three or four people this past week that are like, I am ready. And it's because of the fact that a lot has changed in their head. Why are they waiting? I need a financial safety net. And even if they don't right now, I'm never going to set myself in a position down the road where I don't have a plan B. And we're offering them. And I have to, and even look at yourselves, okay? I am so thankful that I was introduced to Shackley 25 years ago. And like, Laureen, like you talk about over and over again, what a gift. Who would have known I would have been so lucky in this situation right now to have a company that paid me more money last month than people all around us? I mean, I'm so blessed. I don't have that fear of not having an income, right? And thank goodness, I am so thankful that I went down this path, and how lucky am I, right? And so I want to help as many people as I can, and I know all of you do, to not have those fears and not have those concerns with their health and with their finances. So there is urgency right now because people desperately need us to make sure that you are opening your heart, opening it bigger than it ever has been before to help others. And that'll force you, I want to force you, and I want to really strongly suggest get over the fears right now. This is not about you. It's not about me. It's about who we can help and who desperately needs us right now. Okay, there are, like I said, people that are just searching. Okay,
Teresa,
Laureen,
can I just say one other thing that I think is really very important right now, and it just hit me, and it's 10:02, so I want to be respectful of everybody's time, but this is really, really powerful. I was talking to an OBGYN last week, and he said to me, before we talk, tell me what makes you different. Mm. Tell me what makes you different, right? And we went through the whole thing, and, you know, he ended up seeing the plan, and, you know, we're in a follow-up, right? But what I want everybody to kind of take heed here of is when we're on those calls, just like what makes Shackley different than everybody else, Dr. Shackley's vision, the quality, the integrity, and Roger Barnett, and, of course, all the amazing people in the Shackley family. But we've got to hone it in, right? So when people are out there and we're presenting or we're asking questions, we have to remember what separates us from Herbalife, what separates us from isogenics. What separates us from, I'm being facetious, Mary Kay? And I had a call with somebody yesterday. She's in two networks, and she's still going to look at our products. Because all I focused on was what separates us and honing in that little tip of the needle where we have laser focus on that one thing that if she can latch onto, or I can hear what she's saying and then provide her with something, then we can move the conversation along. So always remember that when you're on the phone with somebody, it's up to us on who we're being and to emulate the quality and the integrity of Shaklee, because that's what people are going to remember. That's how you're going to get separated from somebody's sister who is, let's say, like I had a distributor yesterday and said, Laura, I can't believe Kelly got on the call. Her sister's been doing isogenics for 10 years. Well, you know why she got her on the, we got her on the call? Because we got her on the phone with Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Absolutely.
So because we separated ourselves from isogenics and or whatever, not put them down, we separated ourselves from that conversation. This woman now is 3-4 conversations in, and her husband's a chiropractor, blah, blah, blah. So I hope that helps. I'm sorry we went over, but I thought it was important.
No, I think it's very important. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. So we just want to encourage you to make sure you're keeping your mindset in the right place. You know, take the tips that all the leaders shared today. We had some great conversation. Thank you, and thank you everyone who had the opportunity or came forward to share what's been working. So take those tips. Put more in Team Glacken. If you have questions, you have any concerns, we'll be glad to answer. I'm sure many leaders will come on and help you if you're struggling keeping your mindset in the right place. But this is the time to get it there and then go forward with that positivity and start having conversations, whether they're about the products or the business, but get in those conversations this week and start booking Zoom meetings, phone calls, everything. Thursday night, as a reminder, is when we have our meeting with Roger Barnett. Get as many people as you can on that call to listen to. Do not miss that opportunity. So I hope you guys have a great Shaklee week, and we will thank you for sticking on. I know we went a few minutes longer than normal. And let us know if you have any questions. Myself, Lorraine, any other leaders that are on the call, they'll be glad to help you guys. So have a great week. Bye now.